Well, good evening, one and all. It sure sounds like a disclaimer, doesn't it? Because it was on the spot. But I'm really super tickled pink because I had something in mind right away, Romans 12, and then Daniel, though, play, and that was kind of like, oh, Ephesians is good too. But then there are some prayers and some comments made. I remember that through early before we got on online, and then Daniel played the something good's gonna happen, and it was like, oh yeah, definitely Ephesians. And you will see why. We all need good news, don't we? And something good is not just going to happen, certainly will happen, but has happened already and is continually happening. Y'all know this epistle, Ephesians chapter 1. Please turn there. I never tire of reading this to myself and to share this with other believers, especially when we do have, well, who doesn't have challenges, but obviously, but even, health, whether it be health or financial or just some emotional turmoil or even just political turmoil. So let's just get into this. And I know we have Mr. Tim, Deanne, and Judy, and somebody that's restricted there. Charlene, sorry. And so I am going to mention your names all the time. So, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2. We're going to pick it up there, Paul by revelation. Grace be to you, Charlene, Judy, Deanne, and Tim. And peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, Charlene, Judy, Deanne, and Tim, and obviously Tom and Daniel and myself, with all spiritual blessings, half, past tense, already done, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He, God, has chosen us, Tim, Tom, Charlene, Judy, Deanne, and Clyde, for that matter, and Daniel and myself, before the foundations of the world. My goodness, that's even before Genesis 1:1. God bless you, Tom. That we, all of us collectively here, should be holy and without blame before Him, God, in love. We are holy, we are without blame. And we can certainly, as God always exhorts us to do, come boldly before His throne and share our hearts and our thoughts and make our requests known. Verse 5. So God, having predestinated or foreordained us unto the adoption, actually, that is, unto the sonship of children, by or through Jesus Christ to Himself, being God, Himself God, according to the good pleasure of His, God's will. Gotta watch these pronouns, okay? Verse 6. To the praise of the glory of His, God's grace, wherein He, God, has made us accepted in the beloved. We are accepted and without blame and righteous, and have that direct access because we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, in whom, in Jesus Christ, we all have redemption through His, Christ's blood, the remission, I know it says forgiveness, but it's really the remission of sins, according to the riches of His, God's grace, wherein He, God, has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us, prudence, by the way, is good sense, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. That in the scratch dispensation of the, that in the fullness of times he, God, might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In whom, in Christ, also we, Tom and Tim and Charlene and Judy and Deanne and Clyde and Daniel and Claudia, myself, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Oh my goodness, we have an inheritance, and it's bigger than money, it's bigger than a house, it's bigger than a Tesla or a Cybertruck. It's far, far greater than gold, diamonds, or rubies. We have that inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him, God, who works all things after the counsel of his own will, that we, all of us, should be a credit, should be to the praise of his glory. It's not a way of saying that we are actually a credit to God, that we should be to the praise of his glory. Why? Because we first trusted in Christ. It comes up again. We accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We confessed Romans 10, 9 and 10, not just with our mouth, because any silly person can say whatever, but in our hearts, we truly made him our Savior, our Lord, and we truly believe that God raised him from the dead. In whom you also, you being us, again, for the purpose of those who are present here, Tim and Tom, Judy, Charlene, Clyde, Deanne, myself, and Daniel, in whom we trusted in Christ. After that, we heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, in whom also it should be when we believed we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is Holy Spirit and all its manifestations of power, which is the earnest or the token or the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption, the total buying back of the purchased possession, us, unto the praise of his God's glory. Wow. I mean, the more dire things may seem in your life, the more you gotta read this and really digest it and chew on it and feed it to you, because it just leaves me breathless each and every time I do read it. Being one, being a child of God, being righteous, having that inheritance, all things, we're already blessed. It's a done deal with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. But we also have that seal, that power, the power of the Holy Spirit in us, whereby, you know, we are more than mighty conquerors. So this is God's will for us. This is God's word. This is his testament. And this is my sharing for you. God bless. So thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for committing your heart to writing and to always making sure that it is available. Thank you for all your goodness and for your Son. We are thankful for his obedience to you, and we sure can't wait to be with you soon enough. In Christ's name, amen.